The Wake Up Zone, 104.5 The Zone at 7:35. Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Who played last night?
Saw some folks posted some video from that.
Rhett Bryan went.
Yeah, Rhett. And,
had several friends and went to that one. Like a good show. By the way, if you like golf, Father's Day is coming. Got a great way for you to spend your day with Dad or anybody else in your family. 104.5 The Zone's 2019 Golf Classic is a month from today, June 17th. That's a Monday. A Champions Run golf course in Rockvale. You get a 104.5thezone.com/golfclassic. Get all the details, morning or afternoon flights. Spots are limited. And get all the details and buy your spot there. 104.5thezone.com/golfclassic on the 17th in Rockvale at Champions Run. Tough track this week for the PGA Championship. They're on Long Island at Bethpage Black, and we are joined by Ned Michaels from The Zone. A little update with what's going on as they get into round two today. Ned, what's happening this morning?
Just getting underway here, guys. It's going to be an interesting day to see what Brooks Koepka does and if he can hold off everybody who's trying to chase him down. He's looked unstoppable to this point, however.
What was most remarkable to you about that opening round 63?
The score? It was outrageous. Walking around on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday talking to the players, 63, no one was talking 63. They were talking even par might win the championship. The golf course is long. It's incredibly difficult. There are only about three true birdie opportunities in the 18 holes. No one was thinking 63 except for maybe Brooks Koepka.
What do you think the conditions are going to be like today, and how does that affect things?
The conditions are going to be good today. I think they're going to be relatively innocuous. Light winds. It may pick up a little bit, supposed to get some thunderstorms perhaps this afternoon, but virtually the exact same conditions that we had yesterday. So it shouldn't have much of an effect or a toll on what we see. Kerry Hague, who does the setup for the PGA Championship, he normally has everything set before the 4 days. So on, say, Tuesday or Wednesday, he knows where the hole locations are going to be every day of the week. With the scoring like it was yesterday, he might move a couple of the hole locations a little closer to the edge of the green, simply because he doesn't want the scores to get away from him early. But in all honesty, look at Koepka, who shot 7 under. Even par is within striking distance. 1 under par is within the top 10. So he's got his hands full trying to figure out what's the best way to set the golf course up for the players.
Yeah, and Ned, I think that's an interesting question. You know, how much latitude do they have to tweak the hole locations versus, you know, what the plan was, say, going into the second round today?
As much as they want. Because you think about, too, it's not just the hole locations, it's how long the hole is going to play. They can move the tee markers up. They can move them all the way back. I mean, the USGA at US Open is famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, for doing that. The PGA is a little bit more down the middle in that sense. But, if it were going to be extremely windy coming out of the south today, for example, they would tweak certain holes because the 10th hole, there's a chance you can't even get to the fairway. When they had the Open here in 2009, Fred Funk had to aim. He couldn't get to the fairway. He had to aim for the walking path.
Man.
And amazingly, he hit it 3 out of 4 days.
That's not quite as wide as a fairway, which wasn't very wide to begin with. Ned Michaels is our guest. You can hear him here on The Zone on Global Golf Radio, of course, a commentator for various networks and covering the PGA Championship this week.
Well, Ned, Koepka naturally stole the day, but who, I guess, up at the front of the pack and after the first round, do you think can make a run at him?
Well, there are a handful of guys up there that you look at and say, okay, I see that guy lurking. Dustin Johnson, of course, he finished at 1 under par, had a good birdie opportunity on 18 that he wasn't able to take advantage of yesterday. He chipped in on 16 to get to red numbers. So he's the first guy to jump off the page. John Rahm is there as well. I mean, there are a handful of guys that you think have the firepower, that have the arsenal, the weaponry to be able to track down Koepka. Tiger Woods, he's 2 over par. Historically, the largest comeback ever after the first round of the PGA Championship, John Mahaffey, 8 shots. Payne Stewart, it was just 30 years ago, Payne Stewart came from 7 behind. So you're talking about Tiger doing something that's never been done in the history of this championship. Now, can Tiger do it? Yes, that's what Tiger does. Tiger breaks records. But Tiger at 2 over, McIlroy at 3 over, If you're a believer in history, if you're a believer in stats, they're not going to win this week.
Speaking of Tiger, did he make a mistake by not playing, I guess, or taking so much time off before this tournament? Or was he forced to because of his health? And maybe this is what we're going to expect out of Tiger down the road, is that we're going to see good Tiger, we're going to see bad Tiger, because he's not going to be able to play as much as he normally does.
Yeah, good question, Blaine. I think not necessarily the time off from the Masters. He wanted to play in Charlotte a couple weeks ago, and he said he just wasn't ready. Right? His body hadn't recovered. Mentally, he hadn't recovered from the Masters. It was a Herculean effort to win the first major of the year, his 15th of his career, in April in Augusta. But what was surprising this week, he only played 9 holes. He played 9 holes on Monday. Now, he came up earlier last week and he played a couple of rounds. So he's familiar with the golf course, but he didn't practice. He didn't play on either Tuesday or Wednesday. And as a tour player, to go 2 days without practicing or playing, that's not quite an eternity, but it's halfway there. And for him to come out and not play well yesterday, not totally surprising, but you would have predicted that he probably wouldn't have had his sharpest tools around the greens. And sure enough, he ended up having 2 3-putts and 2 double bogeys. And both of those came the first hole of the day. For example, the 10th, he airmailed the green with a wedge and made double bogey. And then a couple of 3-putts later, that's all just little nuances of the game that just come out for an hour and practice on Tuesday or Wednesday. And that doesn't happen. So, Blaine, I'm left to, I guess, deduct and extrapolate the fact that maybe his body wasn't where he wanted it, and that's why he didn't practice.
Ned, I kind of expect this is going to be a very brief answer, or maybe just silence on the other end of the phone after I ask this question, but what is the hole in Brooks Koepka's game? Because as much golf as I spend my time watching, I love watching the sport, I don't see it. Like, I'm watching a guy that every time he steps out there, especially in spots where other guys tend to crumble, this dude just murders people on a golf course. And I don't see something about his game that I don't like, but I don't see it through your eyes. You're an expert. Am I missing something here, or is it just exactly what I think it is?
No, he doesn't get nearly the credit that he deserves for being the player he is. If this were Tiger Woods at 7 under, and leading, we'd say it's over. It's over. Everybody start making turkey sandwiches and making plans for Sunday, because this thing's over. But we don't give Brooks Koepka that same respect. The man's won 3 of the last 7 majors that he's played in. Mm-hmm. He's won back-to-back U.S. Opens. He's got a chance to have back-to-back U.S. Opens and back-to-back PGA championships. He doesn't get the respect that he deserves. Physically, he doesn't have holes in his game. That's why he's won 3 major championships. The only thing, if you forced me to say what could potentially be a weakness for Koepka, he's been open about this chip that he carries on his shoulder, that you don't think I can do it? Well, I'm going to go prove you wrong. I'm going to go prove that I can. And at some point, that chip can sway and become either too big and too heavy to carry, or you prove to yourself that, hey, I've done it. And the chip falls off altogether. Tiger has the chip, Tom Brady has the chip, and they've kept that balance of the chip not becoming too weighty or becoming lethargic and not really caring, and it's just falling away. That literally right now is the only weakness in this man's game, and I'm stretching to find that.
Ned Michaels, our guest from Global Golf Radio on 104.5 The Zone. Ned, we appreciate the time. I know you're busy up there in New York, but thanks for joining us for a few minutes here.
Hey, guys, thanks for letting me talk about this great game of golf. Always appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.